This week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon upper right. And that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. So look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and photographs and stories about the animals and occasional alerts and the story about Churchill Downs of shutting down, at least temporarily, which is a good thing. Is up there as well. And gosh, it is the 4th of June, and a lot of significant things going on. Besides being shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday here, it's also National Animal Rights Day. And joining us, who... one of the people most responsible for taking care of the animals in India, man, has she stepped up. And what a great organization. The chief cook and bottle washer for Help Animals India, Eileen Weintraub, is here. Good morning, Eileen.
Hi, good morning. Happy full moon, everybody.
It is a full moon, isn't it? Wow.
Yes. So there's two significant events today, and you started with the National Animal Rights Day.
Yeah, but I want to wish you... a happy, great occasion, and I hope I don't massacre this, happy Saga Dawa Duchin.
Okay, so you
did I get that right?
With the other event of the day, which does relate to the full moon, and that is Buddha's enlightenment, birth and death day. They have it all rolled into one.
Wow. And so this is a big day, in only in Tibet for Tibetan Buddhists or for all Buddhists?
For all Buddhists, and that's I will relate it to our animal work in Nepal in a minute, because where Buddha was born and that is celebrated the most is in a part of Nepal called Lumbini.
Is that part of where you visited when you were back there?
Yes, I was fortunate enough to go there.
Wow.
And it's a very special place. And you actually look at the stone plate where the Queen Mahadevi, who gave birth to the Buddha, where she gave birth. And it's a very holy place. It's like visiting Jerusalem or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that must have been very special.
Very peaceful. So there's not a lot of crowds, and there's a beautiful park, and you see the Bodhi tree.
Where
Buddha became enlightened. So
That's very famous.
Very special. However, when I was there, and I was fortunate to be there with other animal advocates, we saw the community dogs that needed help. And also cows all over the place. So the thing is, this area of Nepal is considered sacred, so they don't kill the animals there. So what the other communities do, unfortunately, is dump their animals there. Because they feel, they'll be, they won't be killed here, but at least we don't have to have them in our area, the unwanted animals. So you see these poor cows just wandering around, not knowing what to do, and the dogs are multiplying. So we partnered with a group called Animal Nepal, and they live far away, closer to Kathmandu. But now, after 6 months of hard work, they started a clinic there, and they're going to spay-neuter the community dogs. And also
wonderful.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, isn't it?
It's really incredible. And, of course, being a Buddhist area, they were the monasteries that are there. And each Buddhist country has a monastery there now, like Malaysia and Cambodia and Thailand, and they all want to have presence there in Lumbini. It's a very, very special place, but no one knew what to do about the animals. So we were able to fund this group, and it's all $12,000 a year, which is not easy for me to raise. But, think about that, how incredible it is to do have two animal birth control camps a year that spay, neuter, and vaccinate the dogs. And each dog, after spay, neuter, and vaccination, gets an ear notch to show that they've had that done, like the same that we do for feral cats.
I was going to say, it sounds like the TNR program for feral cats that we do here.
Yeah.
Because there has to be a way of identifying them. You don't want to keep catching the same animals over and over again.
Right.
So the little ear notch lets any rescuer know that, okay, this one's already been done.
Yeah, and the collars fall off, or a tattoo you can't see. So
right.
Ear notch is, and it's also called ABC, Animal Birth Control, TNR, Trap, Neuter, Release, or... We're another group in Nepal that we're funding calls it CVNR, Catch, Vaccinate, Neuter, and Release.
So right. Now, do you think that are there, because, you've talked about that overall in India, Nepal, that there's like 33 million street dogs, but it sounded like maybe there are actually more in the Nepal area than elsewhere, do you think?
Well, there's dogs all over Nepal.
Yeah. It pretty much is the same
them,
as everywhere.
Mostly in the major cities like Kathmandu, and so in the rural areas like Lumbini, the outreach wasn't very good. So,
yeah, I mentioned it to you this week, but I, I'm well aware of the. Wild dog population and what's going on, at least in terms of how you educate us here, related to the work of Help Animals India. But I hadn't realized, all of the ramifications of those street dogs. And for some reason, it got extra highlighted for me in these last couple weeks or so. And that is, when I go into people's home to work with them and their dogs, I have had an abundance of Indian families that I have worked with. And then I've been in neighborhoods where there are a lot of Indian families that live there. And one of the things I'm running into, and even with my own clients, they have gotten a dog of their own. But not only am I having to teach them about, their dog and how to solve the problems and be good leaders and do what they need to do, but what I'm running into are all these people from India that are actually really afraid of dogs.
Well, that's not just from India. That could be people from Africa also.
Okay.
They just haven't had pets. So, let's not, profile them,
Well, what they've been explaining to me is, like, one of my clients was explaining that her mom loved the street dogs. And so her mom fed, had 10 or 12 of them that, fed them regularly and cared for them. And her mom got along wonderfully with all the street dogs. But no one taught her how to interact with the street dogs. And so she was afraid and she would scream and she would run and then would, you know, get nipped at or whatever. But
well,
I've been kind of amazed at how many, I hadn't seen this before, how many people that grew up in India that were not taught, you know, because I know as a behavior therapist and getting along with dogs, I could go over to India and I know what I'm doing when I'm around dogs that are wild dogs. And
yeah,
if you know
well,
what you're doing,
why,
you don't have a problem.
Why, we have the training in the schools.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Dogs, and, you know, and as you know, we call them community dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
And so to, just to educate people. And it's nothing, one of the saddest, it's very sad to see school children afraid of the dogs or even afraid of how to cross the street because there's no, you know, traffic light or crossing guard. So there's a lot of problems, you know, in a
right,
country.
Right, but that's wonderful. So you're actually addressing this problem by educating children in their schools.
Oh,
about
yes,
the street,
yes.
The community dogs.
And,
how wonderful.
And also, you know, the rabies vaccinations are very important, you know, and since these programs started, and we're a very small part of what goes on in India, there's many cities that are very proudly rabies-free now.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about human rabies, and, you know, it's still a threat.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'd like to get on to the second part of today about the what I call language matters. So this is a big subject.
Okay. Let's see. So, Nathan, you want to take care of advertising a couple minutes early here so that Eileen has plenty of time to explain to us what she's talking about?
Sure, we can go
is
ahead
that
and
okay
do that.
With you? Okay, so let's do that, Eileen. We'll take care of advertisers, and then we come back. We'll have plenty of time for you to tell us all about this,
thank
okay?
Thank you.
All right, so everybody stay right where you are because you want to hear what Eileen's got to say. I know I do. So Animal World continues more with Help Animals India straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2000. 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They've got the wonderful Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway in Bothell, and the Yoga Hall is there as well, and then the Linwood community and the wonderful Ananda Farms on Kameno Island. And boy, are the farms up and running, and the produce is phenomenal again this year, as always. And a lot of good things coming up, and a special meditation class, which helps everybody. So if you're feeling stressed out and the ways of today are really bothering you, then you want to be here at 11:30 today, because we'll be talking to Sita and from Ananda, and all about the meditation courses coming up, because it is the best way to solve all the turmoil in your life is learn to meditate. So be here at 11:30 today, and check out Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, whispering-dragon.com online. Jude Ponton is our wonderful sound healer, can work with you in person in the Whispering Dragon Center, which is in her home in Shoreline now. It's just phenomenal. Or she can work with you remotely. You can give her a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. 2836. And of course, as a behavior therapist and trainer, I can, which I rarely can say, I'm all caught up. And so I am available for hire, and I would love to help you understand your dog friends and teach how to live with your dog and solve all your problems you got going on quickly. Generally only have to see you once, and you get free phone follow-up after I've seen you. And I'll always talk to you for free on the phone. So if you or anybody you know has problems with their dog friend, tell them Aunt Martha is available and can see you soon. So all you got to do is give me a call, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All right. We are going to get back to our wonderful Help Animals India, and Eileen Weintraub is here. And Eileen, you were just telling us about something big you're gonna tell us all about. So tell us again, what is it we're going to chat about now?
Well, this is in honor of our National Animal Rights Day, which is, they're having demonstrations and marches in many cities worldwide. But this is something called Language Matters. And I'd like to read a few really fun sayings. And
sure.
So here's the introduction. So we have evolving language for animals. As our society progresses, so does our language. We recognize the importance of inclusive and compassionate words. Just as we've rejected racist, homophobic, it's time to reshape our expressions of animals, acknowledging their unique value and ending phrases that trivialize their suffering. So here is the first one.
Yeah.
Violent expression. Kill two birds with one stone.
Ooh.
So people use that without thinking. So
yeah, that's true.
Alternative. Feed two birds with one scone.
Feed two birds with one scone. I love that. Okay. I'm guilty of using that. All right. So we just need to drop that from our vocabulary.
Okay. Here's another one. Beat a dead horse.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Brush a groomed horse.
Brush a groomed horse. Okay.
Or feed a fed horse.
Feed a fed horse. Okay. All right. I like those.
Okay. Like shooting fish in a barrel.
Oh.
Like picking berries from a basket. Something easy.
I like that one. Yeah. Yeah.
So this one we really don't like. More than one way to skin a cat.
Oh.
We've all
yeah.
heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
More than one way to pet a cat.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Quit cold turkey. Quit cold tofurkey.
That's cute.
Okay.
Quit tofurkey.
Bring home the bacon. Bring home the bagels.
Bring home the bagels. Yeah. Okay. I like that one too.
Let the cat
only
the
let's
bag.
Make them gluten-free bagels.
Yeah. Gluten-free vegan bagels.
Yeah. There we go.
let the cat out of the bag. Now, unfortunately, I have learned that people used to put cats in bags and throw them in the river.
Ooh.
So let the cat out of the bag, spill the beans.
That's okay. True.
Take the bull by the horns.
Yeah.
Take the flower by the thorns.
Oh, speaking of that, I got stung by a nettle twice this week.
Well, you have to use gloves when you...
I had gloves on, I still got stung.
I make nettle tea every day. Nettle tea, nettle lemon balm, rosemary, peppermint, and fennel tea.
Well, yeah, I know Ananda grows nettles, and they use them in tinctures, and you can actually... that nettles are good to eat for things.
Well, they can be like spinach, but a very easy way is just you cut them before they seed, and you both put them with gloves, and you put them in boiling water, and you have a very nice tea every day that way.
Well, right? And I heard an interesting story. I was talking to a friend of mine because we were talking about the fact that I got stung by a nettle, and she was telling me about an herbalist person that she knows that loves nettles. And she says this person grows nettles for her tinctures and so forth. But she said she's actually watched her, and she has videos out of she handles the nettles barehanded.
Oh.
She grows them and she harvests them without getting stung, without gloves, because she loves them and she talks to them and all of that. And anyway, she's able to grow them, harvest them, do everything she needs to do without gloves, and she never gets stung.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you, so, you know, it's just something to say, you know, there's consciousness in everything. And, you know, Yogananda, and you would appreciate this, Eileen, because you know Paramahansa Yogananda, he was very... fond of Luther Burbank,
yes,
who was a great gardener. And yes, Luther Burbank also talked to his plants. And when I went to a pilgrimage and I visited Los Angeles and we went to Mount Washington where Yogananda lived, there was a bush from he had gotten from Luther Burbank, and it was a sticker bush. But Luther Burbank, over the years, had talked with these sticker bushes and told them they were safe and they no longer needed to have thorns because he loved them and would always be gentle with them. And eventually they started producing themselves without thorns. So there's actually a specimen of this particular thorn bush that at Mount Washington that has no thorns because Luther Burbank talked to them long enough, they let them go.
He was a great advancer of that culture.
Yeah.
I just want to get back to the animals.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it's one more very important point.
Yeah.
And people tend to use the pronoun it when referring to animals. These are inanimate pronouns, so we should really try and use he, she, or they when referring to the animals, if you don't know, you know what.
Well, now you've hit on one of my kind of pet little peeve things. That's kind of been over the years. I got to the point where I just didn't like using the word pet. You know, our pets, because it implies ownership.
Long ago, use companion animals.
Right, and that's why you hear me talk. I avoid using the word pet at pretty much all costs, and you rarely will hear that word come out of my mouth unless there's no other way. That's why I talk about our animal friends, our, you know, companion animals and so forth, because there's a whole, every word has energy attached to it depending on our definition. So even though kind of these things that Eileen was talking about and changing these phrases, it's not necessarily just a frivolous thing, because energy is really important and it affects everything. And so shifting how we refer to animals and so forth really makes a difference on you know, an energetic and more subtle level. So I'm with you on all of this.
Okay. Yeah. So just seeing them in terms of not human rights, sentient rights. So,
yeah. Yeah, and did you hear that Churchill Downs shutting down? And was I know you've been paying attention to the racehorse thing.
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier. So, yeah, things are evolving slowly.
Yep.
And
I'm hoping this is the beginning of the end of that, of, you know, horse racing in the abusive way that we've been doing it, for sure.
Yeah, and then also a lot of stereotypes. Calling, you know, you're calling someone a weasel, a monkey, a badger. Chickens are not cowardly. They are known to be protectors of their flock, or that, you know, calling someone a pig or so, you know, these are so ingrained.
You're so right. Yeah. We do it in all kinds of different ways. Wow. So what a lesson to start being consciously aware of the words you use.
Yeah.
That's a biggie.
They creep into our language. So,
yes. Yep. And I think there's lots of ways to peel a grape.
There you go. You got another one.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, they say, you know, the animals, they are nations unto their own. And they, you know, exist in their own right, in their own families.
Well, I appreciate you bringing this, you know, National Animal Rights Day to our attention and helping us to be more conscious. And because it's National Animal Rights Day, let's all make an effort to adjust our thinking and the way we refer to animals, and being more aware of those unconscious phrases that just slip out of our mouths that we don't think mean anything, but they in fact do. So
you know,
let's start changing.
Free two birds with one latch. Another one. Free two birds instead of kill two birds.
Right. Free two birds. Yeah. That sounds like a good one. Because there are so many ways we can shift the words that we use to have a better effect or a lesser negative effect on our animal friends. So anything, what else going on over in India we need to know about?
Well, since I spoke to you last month, we did do an email newsletter, and it was entitled, The Heat Goes On. I was, of course, referring to, you know, The Beat Goes On, that song.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize it was a hashtag after I did that, and The Heat Goes On. So India, the summer started in March, as it always does, but it's been particularly brutal. So, as you mentioned earlier, getting out the water everywhere we have to, but especially there, because the monsoon doesn't start up where things cool off a little bit. I mean, because basically it's up to 100 already or more in most places when the monsoon comes in the summer. They get some relief. But right now, the volunteers and the animal shelters are very busy putting out water pots for the street animals and the birds and all the cows, and just making sure that at least they can have some fresh water. So we have the animal groups distribute these water bowls, these pots, to willing people and communities who are just willing to put it outside their house and fill it up every day. And that way the animals on the street, and you know there's a lot of cows also, along with dogs, monkeys, and they can get a drink during these just really brutal days. And the relief will come later this summer. Hopefully it won't be a hard year. You know, we have the hurricanes is coming up in this country, and in India they get cyclones. So last year was pretty decent. So no major disasters. So there was just a big train accident.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when you're talking about water and how hot it is over there and putting water out for the animals. I was just thinking about that this week because it's, you know, we are being so much drier than we normally are. And so the much longer periods between rains around here, and I'm really having to pay attention. And I'm finding that the birds are far more interested in water now than they ever have been at this time of year. And they're really, I have to keep my fountain going and the birdie bath clean and stuff. And I know in my neighborhood anyway, we've already been sent our water rationing and, you know, the days of the week when you can water, they're already.
Really? You have that?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, we're in Snohomish here anyway. We already are on these are the days you can water and not sort of thing. So I'm wondering, Eileen, do they have to do that kind of thing in India? Do they have water shortages and stuff?
Well, of course. Well, not everywhere do you even have running water. I mean, you still have in the rural areas, the women going to the river with the, you know, like you see in, you know, Africa with the water jugs.
Oh, yeah.
In their head. And it's a very different different situation.
But if so, the animals then, you know, maybe have to work even harder to, you know, get water. And so how important that is. So you actually, as part of one of the things that Help Animals India does is you get water bowls available to these people so they can put them out for the
it's a big commitment. You have to clean it. And one of the things that, you know, always bothers me are, you know, in our areas, people get bird feeders and they don't fill them or they don't clean them. And so just give a shout out to our local store, Wild Birds Unlimited, and we have several of them in the area, and they do a lot to teach people, you know, how to help the wildlife and, you know.
Well, absolutely. And you know, a lot of the, you know, the bird feeders and feeding birds, we've done more for our pleasure than for them. You know, if you are feeding birds just seeds, it really isn't a good diet for them. You know, they need more than that. So you do want to go someplace like Wild Birds Unlimited. They are a great store, and they do a good job of educating people. But just the seed type stuff we give to birds is not necessarily a good thing to be feeding them.
Mm. Right,
and if you're out in the, you know,
ladybugs for your garden. But
But if you're in rural areas too, or even it doesn't seem like anymore that you have to be in a rural area, but it's now bear season. The bears are out of hibernation and they got babies. And so there's all kinds of posting going on my next door area out here with bears that are already starting to come up to porches and decks, and they're going after bird feeders. So out here in this area, if you do feed the birds, what they're recommending now is that once the bears come out of hibernation, that you take your outdoor bird feeders in and you don't use them.
Sure. Summer, yeah.
And then, but you put them out again once the bears go into hibernation, then you can go out. And of course, the birds need more support during the fall and winter months than they do during the summer.
Have you seen any bears, Martha?
I've seen lots of people's video cams in the neighborhoods. And
wow.
And there are bears right across the street from me, in the forest right across the street from me. And but they usually, because I have Robbie Golden and he's a good barker when they come around, they generally don't come through my property. And only once in all these years have we had a marauding bear that went after our trash.
Mm.
But everybody's pretty good about keeping their trash in and covered and all of that. Now, normally what I see, I don't see the bear, Eileen, but I go out my backyard and then like 20 feet from my house, there's a big bear poop.
Oh.
And that's usually when it's blackberry season, because I do have blackberries all around the perimeter of my property. And so there'll be berry poops, and, you know, different animal excrement is very recognizable if you learn what they look like.
Okay.
So anyway, so it's real easy to know bear poop when you run into it. And so I have a few times have found bear poop in my yard. So I know they've come through, but I see the deer and the rabbit and I know there's bobcat and cougar, but I've never seen, I know I have a bobcat in the neighborhood, but I haven't actually seen one in person, and I'm not all that eager, Eileen, to put out that invitation. I'm comfortable with the bears staying away.
Yeah, you live in a very unique area, and thank mm-hmm. you for helping so many of the animals there.
Well, I do my best, but you know, I've healed my relationship with spiders, and I even have spiders that live on my front porch under the doghouse, and when it gets really hot and dry, I put water out for them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm amazed.
You know, in terms of the plants, I haven't really been a big fan of learning too much about plant feelings because it's just too much for me to start worrying about. You know, I still have to pick the weeds, and I don't want to have too much sympathy for them.
Yeah, well, I talk to everybody, even the weeds.
Yeah.
But I just tell them where they can be and where they can't be.
Well, the weeds are tired of being discriminated against.
Well, I don't have too many of that argue with me, but I just tell them, okay, you know, you're welcome here, but not here. And if you come up here, then I'm pulling you out. They don't seem to have a problem with that.
Right.
But now, Nathan, was that you that just chimed in that there's something going on with bears and Renton and your church?
Yeah, earlier this week, I got a notification from my church saying that there was a large black bear spotted in the wooded area near the entrance driveway. I've never seen an alert like that before, and it was surprising because I didn't really think that was an issue for our pretty urban area.
Huh. Well, you know, I do think that they are coming closer and closer, and of course, because we're taking more and more of their habitat and moving out, and I just don't get it when people move out into what used to be real wild territory, and then they get upset because there's wildlife around them. It's like, well, why the heck did you move out there in the first place then? It only makes sense that we should be honoring and respecting the animals, that especially when we're taking all of their habitat away. And I'm sure that goes on in India, too. But, of course, they don't have...
Well, yes, as I said in the latest email newsletter, India is surpassing China in terms of human population. But they only have one-third the land mass. So very, very crowded place. And the animals need our help. So I do an email newsletter, and it's only one every other month. And if any listeners can go to our website, helpanimalsindia.org, and just add your email, and it'll just come 6 times a year.
Oh, yeah, and they're absolutely fabulous. Eileen does such a wonderful job with these and educating us and sending out the information. You just absolutely want to be on the mailing list. So helpanimalsindia.org.
I don't see anyone from the animal world signing up, so please do that, and we will tell Martha how happy we are. Thank you.
All right, you guys, get online, helpanimalsindia.org, and sign up for the newsletter, please, so that we can say that you did.
That's the
Otherwise,
least we can do for a big, big population of the world's animals.
Absolutely. Anything going on with the elephants we need to know about this month?
Well, they did put in the newsletter this charming photo. So they went through quite a lot to get more land for the elephants, just, you know, to move them from a couple acres to like about 20 acres now. But
wow.
One of the elephants she's getting old. She's very handicapped. So instead of roaming all over the land, the other four elephants are just hanging around her. And it's amazing to make her happy. So they're not really using all the land, but they have it there when they will use it. And it's still just the 5 elephants, and we're hoping to get another 3. But it's taking time.
Wow, that's good. So still the numbers remain at 5, but a hopeful 3 will join sometime.
Yeah, if people follow elephant news, they know each elephant is a big story. And a lot of drama behind getting each elephant into
that
sanctuary.
That is amazing, though, that you say that you've expanded to 20 acres. And it just reminded me, I think we have that wonderful elephant sanctuary here in Tennessee, I think.
Yes.
But I think that's like 2,000 acres.
Well, they have more land in America. So.
Right, right. You know, but it's amazing. I mean, elephants need a lot of space. You know, so 20 acres is great that it's expanding to that, but they normally do a lot of space,
but a lot of money to feed them, you know, all year long. And I've made that commitment to them, and, you know, I have to keep raising the money somehow.
Yep. So if you're, you know, thinking about it, you know, you want to help animals, we, you know, obviously can help all the other shelters and rescues and sanctuaries and stuff around here that we talk about. But if you think about other types of animals, you know, the elephants and oh, geez, there's monkeys and all kinds of critters in India that we don't have here, and you want to help. Eileen has set up such a fabulous organization, and she absolutely knows exactly where the money's going, and it's not just one little place there. She spreads the wealth around and helps, you know, the dogs and the cats and the elephants and the humans. So it's really, really important that you get on the website, helpanimalsindia.org, and at the very least sign up for the newsletter. But I'd also love it if you would send a donation to help the animals of India. It is so needed, and especially during the heat wave here this summer and all that goes on. So, gosh, Eileen, I thank you so much for spending time here on this very special Sunday for you, because do you normally on this Saga Dawa Duchin, do you do something special to celebrate that?
Well, actually, we are going to a Buddhist center today and have a meditation.
All right. All right. Well, have a wonderful time. And thank you so much for spending time with us, and I'll look forward to our chat again next month.
Okay, be well. God bless everybody. Thank you so much.
God bless you too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All righty then. It's time to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. We'll come back and do a quick current event. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And once again, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. And the best of the dog supplement is powder you put in the food. And boy, if you got picky eaters, makes a wonderful gravy. And boy, do they just scarf it right up. So it's a great thing just to get your dogs to eat. But also the best for skin and hair coat. And I'm close to being out, so I've got to get online and up my supply. And, of course, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, his healingministryforanimals.com. He and Sister Linda will be in the studio next week, so be sure you mark your calendars, join us, call in for your free remote treatments for you or your animal friends or both. And he'll always talk to you for free. He likes you to go through the website, healingministryforanimals.com. He does have the Rasmussen Reset, the do-it-yourself-at-home program, available. It's still at the dirt cheap price. And like I said, he's like me. He'll always talk to you on the phone for free. He can see you in person. He can work with you remotely. He does house calls. He's free on the radio on second Sunday of the month. So check him out, healingministryforanimals.com. And then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, Nathan, how about we sneak in a little current events? Okay, speaking of entertainment, Nathan, Robbie wants to know, are there any more Bark in the Parks at the Aqua Sox? Do they only do one a year? Do they do more? Robbie wants to go to Bark in the Park again.
I know we can find some at the Seattle Mariners and the Tacoma Rainiers, but for Bark in the Park at the Aqua Sox, I have a feeling that might be a one-off thing, but I can go through their promotion schedule
and hopefully see if something's coming up. That's just such an easy place to do it. So I don't know whether to tell him that we have to wait till next year again or that maybe there'll be another opportunity before the season is over. But I'll tell you what, it was so much fun. Robbie and I would sign up in a heartbeat. And so Robbie says whenever Abby's going, he wants to go too.
And Tank as well.
No, and Tank. Oh, well, Tank was so... Wasn't she sweet and well-behaved?
You know, I think she was a little too... well behaved for Abby. We were joking around that, you know, Abby kept barking at Tank. I think Abby was saying, maybe, come on, move around so I can herd you.
Yeah.
Don't just sit there, do something.
Yeah, because, well, Tank's a therapy dog. So, you know, so she's very well behaved in public. And so she was very sweet. And, anyway, and then of course there was the smaller contingency of the smaller Bark at Everything Under the Sun crew that I had to bite my tongue, and I should have handed out my cards all over the place because there were some of those really obnoxious Barky models.
And next time you'll have to set up a little vendor booth and talk about yourself. Just need to find something to give away. Maybe special coupons for sessions.
Yeah, they had a lot of good giveaways.
There was next Bark in the Park, Tuesday, August 1st.
Oh, so there is another opportunity.
There is.
All right, we'll have to think about. Maybe we need to have another Animal World Bark in the Park event.
And we'll announce it more so that we can get some of the Animal World listeners to join us.
Yeah, we need some of you guys to come out with us. We had so much fun. It really is great. And if we plan it enough ahead of time, you know, it's not like a big crowded thing. If we all sit in the same section, we'll be really close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, and it was actually a good game. It was kind of exciting. We almost won. They only
won, it was a really good, despite, I mean, for us, I mean, I'm a fan of the Aqua Sox because they're an affiliate of Mariners. But like when I'm going to their game, it's not like I follow them too much. So,
right.
I mean, just for the average fan, it was probably one of the best games he could have gone to. It was really back and forth. You know, the Hillsborough Hops would take the lead, then the Aqua Sox would take the lead. It would just go back and forth on a teeter-totter. And
wasn't there even a grand salami, I think?
There was a grand slam by the bad guys.
The other team. Yeah, the other team. It wasn't us, but there was one.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it was a lot of fun. So August 1st. All right, well, let's start thinking about that. And I'm looking at the clock here. I better get busy. Not a whole lot going on current events-wise. We do know that Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner at the Interspace facility, Rainier Brewery, she offers a free session to any of you that call or text her. So if you'd like a free best session with Linda remotely or in person, just give her a call at 206-841-1992. Let's see, Natasha Venter's available for private readings, as well as her podcasts on Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Natasha Venter AC on YouTube will help you find her podcasts for Monday and Wednesday, 4 p.m. And if you want to chat with her, you can give her a call at 360-770-7486. Let's see here. Anything else? Well, we talked about it when we had Marilyn on earlier, but the big annual Fine Wines and Felines is coming up for Meow in person for the first time since the pandemic and the shutdowns. So this year, in person, Fine Wines and Felines 2023 is June 17th at the Hub Ballroom on the UW campus. Go to meowcatrescue.org. You'll see the event on the homepage, and it clicks on, you know, details and registration. Click on that for more information. And as I told you, next week is Best Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday on Animal World. And we'll all be in the studio again. So we'll get Stacy and Tank's take on Bark in the Park next week when she's in. So that'll be fun. But gosh, it was so much fun. We want to do it again. And it looks like August 1st is going to be our next opportunity. So, oh well. I don't know that I'll tell Robbie yet, because otherwise he'll get too excited. I mean, he was excited for Bark in the Park, but he didn't know what it was until we went. Now he knows what it is, so... Mm-hmm. If I mention it, he'll get pretty goofy.
Always a great time, though.
Oh, it was absolutely a great time, and I just loved it because it was so relaxed and easy. That's my kind of a thing to go to.
I mean, if you're a baseball fan, then I mean, with that high scoring game, it could be, if you're a fan of the Aqua Sox, pretty stressful for you. But as far as like for the dogs, I mean, there's really no issues with the dogs at all at those games.
No, you're right. I didn't see one kerfluffle anywhere.
There was that couple of dogs that was, one was kind of like jumping all over the other one, almost like a Tank and Bags type thing. You said, that dog needs Martha, but...
okay. I must have missed
that.
That
was the only ones. They're like two little like chihuahuas or something, and I think one was like defensive of the other one.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of dogs that could use Aunt Martha. people too. Anyway, it is time to get the love train going again. We got one more opportunity to get our energy and juices flowing and get energized up for the day and the week. And we do that by dancing and spreading the love all over the country and the planet and the world. We sure need it. And dancing is required, folks, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and join the love train, because I'll cruise by and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.